coming, finishing off a road trip that in that fashion.
Yeah, no, very happy. Like great second period. We came out strong. We came out, with a great forecheck. Got a big power play goal. So we knew that they would come hard at us in the first period. Like we weathered the storm. Jonas Seller gave us a great first period in net. Kept the game under control, and we knew at one zip that we had a chance to come back, and our guys showed lots of character, and we had a great second period.
Safe to say, it was Johnny's best game as a pro hockey player?
Yeah, he was great at in situations where he wants those pucks. Just looking at this wraparound, it must have been in a record time. Pavlik had, no chance at all. And then, the pass that he gave Mason Raymond on the rush, you need a special skill set to make that pass.
Bob, from that first period to the second, it was complete opposites, wasn't it? I mean, what adjustments did you specifically have to try to make there?
Well, it was not about adjustment, but, once in a while, you're going to get this on the road. Momentum, the beauty of hockey is, that there's momentum switches around the game, at the end of a period, sometimes after a TV timeout, a big save, a big body check. Those are all situations where the game can turn around, and especially after a period, you get a break, you have a chance to refocus, to reload. Then we changed our lines completely. And, we had a good talk in there. We were on our heels, and that's not the DNA of our hockey club. We want to go for it. Even though we're a young hockey club, we're playing a style of hockey that we want to keep playing, for years to come. Our young players will grow in that system. It's about pressure. It's about skating and being, an up-tempo team. And second period, I think we played the exact same period as we played in Columbus in that third period.
Kind of lost in the first period was Lance Boma. I think he made more saves than Pavlik.
Yeah, and you know what? The guy is playing with a broken face. Talking about commitment. It's unbelievable. He got the fire helmet. Recognizing the player of the game. And sure enough, it's sometimes it's not only about scoring goals or making passes that, you create an identity. And Booms is a very underrated player on this team. Not in my book. I love Booms because I know that every game I can count on him. Whether it's a road game or a home game, whatever situation he is, he's gonna put his body, and now that he's wearing a mask, don't be surprised that he go head first at a shot now.
Bob, how valuable has Taylor's experience been in
these couple of games? Hey, a big part of our road trip, a big part of the credit goes to our goalies. Those guys, we've said it many times. You can't win in this game. The difference between winning and losing, that margin is so slim. If you don't get quality goaltending, you don't win. And Kari and Jonas, they provided this since the start of the season, and that's why we've been basically in every game.
Coach, you've had some success early. I'm just wondering, you got a fairly young club, as you mentioned earlier. How do you get them to handle this early success? What do you tell them?
We push. It's all about commitment, dedication, and hard work. We want to build a culture, and we started a foundation, but foundation is not a building. I'm not a great construction guy, but once the foundation is there, you need to keep going, and that's where we're at. Starting with our captain, he's the face of this franchise. Talking about commitment, talking about dedication, it starts with him, and then after this, we have other great leaders that are taking care of the room. We have some young leaders that are growing around our veterans. And that's how we're going to build a solid organization.
Have you seen differences in TJ Brody's game? He's on a six-game point streak now.
Yeah, he's getting better and better. This young man is really growing well. His speed, his hockey sense, the way that, he can push. And we encourage all of our defensemen to jump in the play. But, in Brody's case, You know, like Broads has that ability to really jump, like, like one step and he's full speed. And even if there's a mistake or anything, his speed allows him to recover. So, you know, like we're pushing the envelope lots of time with our D-man, like we're telling them to go and we want to create odd man situations. But with the commitment that we have from our forwards to come back and the speed that we have on our blue line, you know, like sometimes like doesn't even show that we're risking anything.
Really tough schedule to start the season. One home game, six road games. Do you feel like your hockey club will go back to Scotiabank Saddledome with a lot more confidence than they left with?
Yeah, well, we're growing. You know, like it's still, you know, like don't give us flowers too soon. You know, like it's not time for this. There's only seven games played. We still have a long way to go. We had addressed like the schedule before we started. You know, some people liked it, some others didn't. You know, like I don't care. We have 82 games to play. And I have one mindset, you know, like it's to be in the playoffs. And that's what I'm pushing every day. That's what I'm pushing every day. And that's what we're trying to cultivate over here. If I can make them believers, you know, like I think we've got a shot. And, you know, like we went through like this road trip. Hey, like I'm very happy. I'm very happy. We have lots of areas where we can get better. But, you know, like if you ask me if I was surprised, no, I'm not surprised because, like, you know, I've been around those guys for a year and a half now, and, you know, I know that there's lots of good people in that dressing room. All right?
Here we go. 12 o'clock, optional.